Okay, we're going to take a walk around the 67 Rambler. This is 67 Rambler American. Started restoring it back in the late winter, and pretty decent looking car. Does have the Mako Stage 1 urethane paint, and we'll just walk around the car and talk about it a little bit. So you can see, for a 47 year old car, pretty decent little ride. Have the AMC Rally wheels on it, Hoosier letter tires, and we'll just take a walk around and stuff like that. You see the back of it, it's got the 3-inch exhaust, all the way back duals with Flowmasters, and the chrome tips. Come around this side, looks pretty good. I'll show you the few flaws that the car has, 47 year old car. If you look right here, you're going to see like a little bit of a rust right there, a little bit of pitting. Some wire brush and take the chrome off and clean that up and put some that Rust-Oleum stop rust on there. Come around the top. Top looks pretty good. All the chrome's there. Go around the back, same way, around the window here. A little bit on the top. You'll see like a little bit of bubbling up here. Not a lot. A little bit. Just want to bring that to your attention. Again, 47-year-old car. You know what you expect. So we'll open the door up, take a little look inside. Everything's there. A little bit dirty. Floor mat's there. Needs a little cleaning. Did put a new insert in the dash, cardboard insert. And radio right here. Some previous owner hacked it out a little bit right there. Guess making room for a radio. Radio doesn't work. I never wired it up. The guy cut the wire short and needs some help. Got full gauges. What happened? The gauges got stale. Wouldn't work, so I just put the custom gauges in there. And all that. As you can see, the seats aren't torn or anything. It is bulging at the side a little bit. If you look at it, it needs to be tucked back in. But other than that, 47-year-old car, not bad. Got a jack in the back. Move that out of the way. And the back seat's all okay. Headliner is good. This window right here, the back one, right here, the regulator needs some help. Because when you turn it, sometimes the window doesn't go up and down the back. But, again, needs a little attention here and there. So that's the back of it right there on the inside, the back seat. Just close the door and take a walk around the other side. So let's go over inside, open him up. And I got some bag of something in the back here, but here's the back right there behind the seat. Got a little carpet here, a couple screwdrivers need to be cleaned out of it. So let's fire him up. Let's find some keys. Just backed it out of the garage a while ago, so let's fire this baby up. Let's put the key in. There we go. Great sounding. Look at that oil pressure. As you can see, the oil pressure was really good for being a, you know, car this old, but the engine's been rebuilt. It's got less than 500 miles on the rebuilt engine. Great oil pressure, fantastic oil pressure. Like I said, full gauges, got your water temp, your volts. Does have the one wire alternator on it. And let's take a look outside here. So you can see, look at that oil pressure laying right there idling, right on 60. I run the Mobil 1 in it. I did put the zinc additive in there for the flat tappet. Window cranks, everything's there. Watch the window. Window goes up and down, just like expected. And it squeaks a little bit, but let's go on the other side. Same way, wind the window up and down. Windows all work. Door crank, door handles, everything works from the inside. Let's take a look under the hood. Talk about that a little bit. Okay, it's getting fired up here. Gonna be hard to open this hood and hold the camera, but there we go, got her done. So here's the engine. Like I said, one wire alternator on it, so you don't have to worry about your old time regulator. Got a new starter cell on the way back there. Custom fan shroud and custom radiator cap and a catch can. Looks good at shows and stuff. Chrome top. Serpentine belt drive kit right here from Voltaire. All the pulleys are right there. Got a Elderbrock hiding underneath there, just been rebuilt, 750 Elderbrock. And what else we got here? Got air gap intake, MSD, all the goodies you want. Got headers on it, Hedman headers. make it go fast. Let's fire it back up and get some video under the hood of it running. You might hear a little header tap. The header's leaking on one cylinder. It's hard to keep these headers sealed. Some people like to take the headers off and put regular manifolds on. It's got an ultra torque starter, so you don't have to worry about anything there. It cranks it right up. So there she is in all her glory running. Every once in a while, like I said, you can hear that header tap back here. It's a header cylinder in the back there. The header, I got to put under a header gasket on it if I keep the car. But like I said, it purrs like a kitten, and thing will really go. Got some go juice underneath there. So let's look in the trunk. I'll show you what's going on there. I didn't color match the hood. I painted under the hood black, but I do have the trunk still the original color. It would need some detail, which I haven't done yet. So as you can see, there's your trunk. I'll back up there and let you see it. Trunk's the same color as the car. I did put new weather strip seal under the trunk. Right now, it's just got a bunch of junk in here. It's a lawn chair for car shows and some boxes of stuff. But as you can see, everything's there. And the trunk just needs to be cleaned out. Of course, all these boxes will be out of here. If somebody buys the car, that'll be gone. Just stuff that I take with me when I'm down the road. Sometimes I go like maybe 40 minutes or more to a car show. And there's no trash cans and stuff, so I just put it in the trunk. But anyway, needs to be cleaned out. But there she is in all her glory. And hopefully you guys enjoy the video of the Rambler. And one more thing, almost forgot. Want to make sure I did cover this ghosting here on the windshield. If you look right down by here under the wiper, where my finger is, it's like a little ghosting there where the window has kind of faded a little bit down to the bottom from being out in the sun. You can't really see it a lot. It isn't really noticeable. Let's get inside the car. Maybe you can see it better from inside the car. Yeah, there we go. See how you see that right there? A little ghosting there. So, but all in all, it's not really noticeable too much. It isn't cracked or anything. Like I said, 47 years old, and that's a long time. There is a vacuum gauge that's down here under the car. And the manual fan switch right here for the electric fan. And on this side here, you have your manual fuel pump switch. You can turn the fuel pump off. So, anyway, I think that should cover it. That's about everything that you would want to know about the Rambler. And hopefully make somebody a nice little ride. Thanks for looking at my Rambler video.